Welcome back from our break. Back to the Motherhood Adventure Podcast. As you can see, Erin and I took a few months hiatus so we could focus on our family and life for just a little bit. And while we love doing our podcast, you know, from time to time, life gets a little bit busy and other priorities pop up. So we are back. And fortunately, I found some time here and there where I'm able to run a couple of episodes. But with the sad news that Erin is still kind of needing a little bit longer of a break, so our favorite host won't be able to join in, but not to worry. Erin will most definitely be back, and probably with some amazing episodes and some comic relief to boot in the future. But for right now, you get to have me, Jessica, the single host for a little bit. But I'm not alone on this episode, and definitely not alone, hopefully, for the next several episodes. I am so excited. We are bringing on our first guest for the Motherhood Adventure Podcast. Without further ado, I will do my small little drum roll. And it is my sister, Amanda. Amanda, go ahead and say hi.
Yay. Hi, everybody. I'm happy to be here.
This month, or at least the next several episodes, we are going to be talking about life coaching. And from the very beginning, I knew that I wanted to have Amanda on. She is my sister, but she's also a life coach. And I think she would be so fun to bring on these next episodes. You can get to know her a little bit and a lot to know about what life coaching is and how it can benefit all of us. And so I guess before we get into all that, Amanda, will you go ahead and introduce yourself? They know you're my sister by now, but they probably want to know more than just that. So go ahead.
Okay. What's a little bit about me? I am a life coach, but I'm also a wife and a mother, and I have plenty of outside and indoor hobbies. What would I say? So I've been married for 16 years. I'm just older than Jessica. So she's my first little sister. So that's super fun. I also have four kids of my own. So I've got a 10-year-old boy, an 8-year-old boy, a 5-year-old girl, and a 3-year-old girl. My 3-year-old will be turning 4 in just a few weeks. So they're a lot of fun, but they also, yeah, like Jessica said, motherhood is an adventure, right?
Yes.
Some other things about me. So I'm really into indoor plants. I don't even know how many I have at this point, you guys. Probably like 15. And I love them. They're they're like my babies. If I see a leaf that one of my kids has pulled off, I'm like, guys, really? Do not destroy my plant. Like, they're my babies, because my kids, you know, they're a little bit more dependent, I guess. But anyway, and I've recently got into outdoor gardening. I just planted, with my husband's help, some 4 fruit trees. And I've got like pumpkins and watermelons and some gardening boxes that my husband, Eric, recently built for me. So I'm hoping that I'll get something to grow. Right now, my peas and my spinach, they're looking good. Everything else is kind of hanging in there for dear life. Yeah. So we'll see how our harvest goes this summer.
I've wanted to do a garden for a little bit. And this year we looked at building the wooden garden boxes. And after like pricing it out, I'm like, we are waiting. Man, wood is so expensive right now.
Yes,
so I've got like this fun little weed patch in the back corner just waiting to be pulled. And I am really good at growing weeds, so not that kind of weed, guys. Just kidding. Oh, gosh. Well, it's good to know all this fun stuff about you. You've got kids. You're a mom to kids. You're a mom to plants, both indoor and outdoor. And you're a life coach. Yay. So that's awesome. I guess maybe we could just start off with the question, like, what is a life coach?
So I've been asked this a few times by different people, and I think my best answer is a life coach is someone you go to when you can't find your way out of a problem. Like, you have something going on that you have tried to figure out yourself and you just can't, because you're in your own brain, right? You've got your own brain, your own thoughts, your own things going on, and you can't figure it out, which is fine. That happens to all of us, right? So what I would say a life coach does is they sit down with you, you have a conversation, and they're able to pick up on those little nuancy things that you don't even recognize are there. It's just, it's an outside look into whatever problem that you're having, and then you mm-hmm. come together to solve it. That's what I would say a life coach is.
Awesome. So you're not going to like, you don't have, I always think coach isn't somebody that's like, drop and give me 20. You know, they've got the little whistle and is like, wrong thought.
No,
you know?
No. So, no, I think of myself as a causal coach. And what that means is my job is to help you find the cause of the problem. And then we work as a team to solve it. I'm not someone, like if people come to me, I'm not going to tell them what to do. That's not my job. I'm going to say, hey, this is the, you tell me the problem. It's like, okay, I see there's this and there's this and there's this. What do you want to do now? Like, here's the awareness that I can give you around what's happening. Here are some options. Like if they ask me for options, I'll give them options, but it's up to them once they have the information what they want to do. I work with mostly I have weight loss clients, and I have a lot of entrepreneurs, okay, that are just starting out and growing their businesses. And it's kind of two different areas, but it's almost the same thing. Honestly, if you came to me, I could coach you on anything. Like my weight loss clients, they come to me. Why? Because they want to lose weight. And I say, okay, cool. What do you want your weight loss program to look like? And they tell me, and I say, okay, well, here are some actions you can take. You figure out what you can stick to, and then we'll go from there. I'm not the person that's like, you want to lose weight? Okay. You have to eat this much food. You have to count your calories. You have to weigh yourself every day. You have to do this. Like, no, I'm not going to tell people that's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to help people find something that they can stick to that works for them and for the long term.
Yeah. And I like that you're giving them the option to really pick it, because I feel like when people are self-motivated, they're going to be able to accomplish a lot more than if somebody's like, I'm going to give you a list of things that you're going to do. Because we have husbands, we have honey-do lists.
Yes, we do.
And we all know that we put it on a list, but that doesn't mean it gets done. So for somebody to have their own idea, I think it would work a lot better.
Yeah. It's one of my first questions that I often ask clients is, what do you want? It's like, okay, you have a problem, but what do you want? Mm-hmm. Tell me what you want to do. Tell me what you can stick to, and let's make a plan. And it's got to be a realistic one, not one that, oh yeah, of course I'm going to like lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks. Like, no.
I'm Why sorry, not? That's,
it's like, maybe if you had some major surgery, yeah, sure. But let's think of other options too.
You're crushing my dreams. No, it's fine. So now that I know that I think you said it was a causal, causal.
I do causal
life coach.
I think of myself as a causal coach. I help people find the cause of their problems.
Okay.
And then we figure out a solution together.
Awesome. So what really sparked the desire to become a life coach for you?
Well, as you know, Jessica, you're the one that introduced me.
Dun, dun, dun. Da, da, da.
You introduced me to Jody Moore. So she has the Be Bold podcast. I don't think, yes. I think it was, I can't remember if it was called something else when I first started listening to it. I think it was Nappy Clips. That's what her podcast was named in the beginning
originally,
when she first started. Anyway, so you told me about her podcast, and Jody Moore is an amazing life coach, and I started listening to her. And then I decided to join her Be Bold program. This was a couple of years ago. And after like probably 2 or 3 months of listening to her podcast and being in her Be Bold program, I would listen to coaching, because she has coaching, like group coaching calls, you listen in. And I found myself thinking and in my brain a lot of the same things that Jody was picking up on and asked the questions she was asking, I was asking in my brain. And it was kind of a spark for me. It's like, I could do this. I could become a life coach and I could be really good at this. I really think this is like for me. so humble, right? That was my humble so kind humble. Of idea. I was like, I could be so good at this. So I found out where Jody Moore went to school. I think she talked about it in some of her podcasts. I might have already known. But I looked it up. I looked at the school and I joined probably a couple months later. It was expensive. I'm not going to say how much, but I spent, you know, a chunk of change going to the life coach school. And I did that for a year. So the first 6 months is like your training. And the second 6 months is, gosh, how would I describe it? It's more of a deep dive. You get really good on the nuancey things of coaching. But I just dove into coaching after that first 6 months. And I've never not loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially when, you know, you spend a chunk of change. You're like, I better like, love
oh,
it.
Oh, good. I better love this. Yeah. Yeah, it comes pretty naturally to me. Being a life coach feels very natural. It doesn't feel like I don't freak out in my brain or, oh no, I don't know where to go. It's just, oh yeah, interesting. Let's go this way. So I don't know. I've always been very comfortable with it. So yay.
Yay for you. I know a couple of other friends that have gone to different types of
life coach schools.
Certifications for life coaching. I've never even like personally looked into that kind of a thing. I don't think I'm personally ready to help coach somebody. But was it just because Jody Moore went to that school, or do you feel like, you know, if she went to that particular school, then I better go to that particular school? Or
I think what it is. So every life coach school has its own, has its own tools, different things like that. And I think the tool that I use, it's called the model. If you want to use the model, which is the tool that Jody Moore used for coaching, then you have to go to the life coach school. You have to go to the life coach school in order to use that in coaching, or you get in trouble. Right? Because it's trademarked. It's a thing. It's
okay.
Very, very much, I don't know, monitored, I suppose.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to use that tool. And that was a big consideration for me. I did look at other life coach schools. There are so many out there, and they have their own things. And you can go to more than one. And I guess it just depends on what you're interested in. But I think a big pull for me was the model, and yeah, definitely Jody Moore and just how she shows up.
How she does it.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense that like you were connecting with the way that she was helping coach other people, that you're like, well, it's just kind of seamless for me to go to the same school because I'm having the same thought process. And if the model works for you, might as well stick with what you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know you said the model and everything is like trademarked or whatever. Does that mean that on this particular podcast, could you break it down for like our listeners of like what the model is, what it means and that type of a thing?
Yeah, okay. I can.
So let's just give our listeners like a brief overview of what the model is.
Okay. So the model is, like I said, it's a tool that I use in coaching, and it just, I think of it as a really good visual for people to see what's happening. So at the top of the model, you've got a C, which is a circumstance, right? At the top, there's a C, which is circumstance. And a circumstance is things outside of you that are happening. And they have to be factual. Mm-hmm. Okay. So something happens around you, like you're having a conversation with someone and they say something to you. Whatever they say to you, that sentence would go in your circumstance line. And then you have a circumstance, and then you have a thought, right? Things happen around you and you have thoughts that are based on specific circumstances. Okay.
So if I were to write this down and I would break it off into circumstance line one, thought
line two,
my thought of that line two.
And then our thoughts create our feelings. And this is something that people don't know Also, another thing they don't know is that our circumstances have to be factual and our thoughts are not circumstances. How do I explain that?
Well, because it has to be factual. And I think for a lot of the things, a thought is just a thought.
Right? Right? Once you like, understand, it's like, okay, that makes sense. But some people think how did I put it the other day? Let's see. I talked about this with my clients. Like if it's raining outside, in the circumstance line, you could put it's raining. An example of a thought would be like it's sprinkling.
Yeah.
That looks different for other people than it does for some. Or it's pouring outside.
Yeah.
Again, some people's definition of pouring is not my definition of pouring, right? Yes. It all depends on where you grew up and different things. So that would be an example. Like it's raining. Yes, that's a fact. It's pouring. That's a thought. That's a judgment. Mm-hmm. If there's any kind of judgment inside the circumstance line, it's in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go back. So circumstance first lines, thought is the next. The line below that is feeling. So our thoughts are what create our feelings. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking something, that's what creates how you feel. Not everybody knows that. Some people go, wait, what? Like, yep, whatever you're thinking, that's what's creating the way you feel. But yes. Because a lot of people think it's the circumstance that creates the way that they feel. Oh, it's raining outside. That makes me sad. Like, no, you're sad because you're thinking something that's creating the feeling of sad. There's a step in between there that people miss. It's the thought, right? So after the feeling line, you go below that. That's action, A. And our feelings are what drive our actions. So however we feel is what's going to drive the next actions that we take. Okay. I talk a lot about this with my weight loss clients. Like if you're feeling shame, the actions that are going to come from shame are hiding, avoidance, self-judgment, like horrible thought processes, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of these different things. Like those actions are because of the way you're feeling. Okay. All right. And then our actions are what create our result. The last line is R, which is result. And our actions are what create our result. So CTFAR is what the model is. And when people come to me with a problem, they'll just start talking, right? People are like, okay, well, this is what happened. And as they're talking, what I do, sometimes on paper, sometimes in my brain is, oh, okay, that they're thinking this. Oh, yep. They're thinking this because they're feeling this. Oh, here are some of the actions that they took. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to ask questions to get some of those lines, but after a pretty short conversation, I can have everything in the model and I'll show it to them and say, okay, let's go through your model. This is what's happening. This is what's happening for you. And they go, oh, like, yeah. What's creating your result? Not your circumstance. Your thoughts are what create the result you're getting in your life. If you want a different result, you've either got to change the circumstance or you've got to change your thoughts about the circumstance to get a different result. That's where all of your power lies. Your power lies in the thought line, in your mindset, in what you're thinking, because that's what creates the result. That's where your power begins in the model.
So life coaching is basically you want to take a look at how people are thinking and helping them decide if they want to continue to think that way to reach the result or if they want to possibly change it so that they can get a result that they want. Is that?
Sometimes that's what it is. And sometimes people just need awareness that it's even happening.
Okay.
Right? Some people will come to me and they'll just start talking and I'll say, okay. Sometimes I do a model, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I pause them when they start throwing all these thoughts at me and it's like, okay, let's slow down. You said this. When you think this, I'm noticing a belief in you that, so what's a thought that some people say to me? For example, my weight loss clients will come to me and they'll say, it's not working. Or this is too hard. Oh, I hear that all the time. This is too hard. I just can't, right? This is too hard. Like, okay, well, we know that thoughts and results are connected. If you say this is too hard, you're just, if we go through the model, it's going to increase the hardness of where you're at. Like, what's, sometimes we change the thought and sometimes we have a conversation like, well, tell me why it's hard. Most of the time, it's just because they're feeling uncomfortable. And I've found that people who are used to overeating have a hard time dealing with their emotions. They've been dealing with their emotions by avoiding them and eating to get away from them for so long that facing their emotions or facing discomfort is something they're just not very good at. So it's like, okay, this is the fun part. We get to practice discomfort. And they're always like, it's like, I thought you were going to make me feel better. That's something else I tell my clients.
This is not here to run.
Yeah. It's like, I'm actually not here to make you feel better. Sorry. I'm here to tell you the truth. And I'm here to help you. That's what you want, right? You don't want me to make you feel better. Or I would just tell you to go eat donuts all day.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Wouldn't we love somebody to just tell us to eat donuts all day? I mean, I'm in that boat.
It's like, you want to feel good all day? Easy. Watch TV and eat donuts and you'll feel great. Maybe not physically, but, you know, emotionally, you'd probably be fine for a while.
For about,
For every time you eat a donut.
No, I really like that. And I'm excited to see what our next couple episodes have in store. I know you were talking a lot about how breaking down people's thoughts generate the feeling, which creates the action. So I'm guessing hopefully we'll have another episode that talks a lot about feelings.
Yes.
And specifically, you know, the heavier feelings, like when you're feeling like things are hard or overwhelming or something like that, especially with parenting, because that's kind of what we do here at the Motherhood Podcast. Yeah, I'm excited to see what these next couple episodes hold. So, ladies, you are going to come on a fun little adventure with me and my sister Amanda for the next couple episodes and learn a lot more about life coaching and how it's going to, well, not really make us feel good, but in the long run, help us. And if you made it through this episode, go ahead and sit down on a couch and grab a donut anyway, because we all want to feel a little special. But yeah, this is fun. It's fun to talk brain stuff. It's like a big passion of mine, even though I'm not a life coach. I like brain things. So tune in next week and let's dive down deeper with this. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully you listeners can have a blast with us on our next episode. Till next time.
We want to be a part of your adventure too. So submit your topics, questions, or silly stories to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.
Become part of our mom tribe by following us on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a mess-filled mom moment. Thanks for joining us through our journey of tantrums, triumphs, and teamwork.
Till next time.